I'll start the recording. So, hello. Firstly, thank you so much for accepting our invitation. Dr. Bhanubai Nanavati College of Pharmacy and Public Health Office is highly elated to have you here all with us. So, firstly, tell us something about your journey.
Something about my journey. So my journey is mostly been like a normal kid growing up. It's been the same. Like everybody has a different story to say, everybody has something. But mine was pretty normal. It's been like a normal child. I have not ever considered something like, considered myself to be someone different. Though it had been a little confusing in between when it came to, understanding my sexuality, especially because in India, like we aren't aware about different sexualities and stuff. So it was a little difficult in the mid path, but then it's been pretty normal. Like I have led a pretty life, like just like other people. I've grown up with other kids around. I've made as many friends as I can. I've been to school with the same people. It's been like an amazing journey by far.
So, was coming out to your parents difficult, or the transition, or anything which was like difficult for you?
What?
Was coming out to your parents a difficult phase? How did they accept it?
Coming out to my parents, I would say I had no other option at that time. If y'all have like been through my story somewhere on some pages, so I always say that I did not have an option because me and the person I was seeing, we had a fight, and our parents automatically got involved. They were like, your daughter has done this or your daughter has done this. And at that time, I remember because I was just like scared because, I didn't know like how my parents are going to react. Because before that, it wasn't that open conversation. Like
Correct.
at max, what I used to do is I used to talk about, gay rights or something like that with my mom. Like whenever it was on the TV, I used to be like, yeah, mom, like this is unfair. Like why do we treat people differently? But then when it came to me, I was a little scared. So I like, my mom came home, like I was staying alone that time. My mom and dad just came home and I was like, mom, I need to talk to you first. My mom was like, okay, you talk to me. And I could not speak. Like I could not speak for like 15, 20 minutes. And my mom is just looking at me, she's saying, say. Like, okay, I'm saying, wait. She's like, okay, say. So it took like 20 minutes and then she herself asked me, like, is it something like a guy and girl shares between the both of y'all? So I was like, yeah, because obviously she did not know the terms. And then I was like, okay, yeah, it is. And like literally, at the lowest of my voice, I was all trembling. I'm like, yeah, it is. And she's like, it's okay. Like I started crying. I started crying. As soon as that happened, I started crying. It's like, it's okay. There are people like that. There are people who like the, people of the same sex. It's like that time I was lucky. So I won't say it was difficult. Yeah, with my dad, it had been a little difficult. Because belonging to a Maharashtrian family where the things aren't that open and
Correct, correct.
so he wasn't that accepting. Like I won't say that he did not ex like reject, like say that it's wrong or something, but then maybe he did not know if it is right or wrong, so he just was a little skeptical. See, so he did not say anything. So yeah, on that term it was a little difficult. But with friends as well, I was lucky because when I came out to my best friend and my closest friends, they were like, okay, so when I told it to one of my friends, so he's my male best friend. So he's like, it's okay, let's go and check out girls together. I was like, what? Like, you literally gave me that reaction. And I was like, happy. But yeah, somewhere I also lost a lot of people in this journey. I lost some friends, I lost some people. But then I always believe that, losing them is okay because if they're not happy with your happiness, and if you are not happy at the end of your life, you haven't lived your life. So why to let people affect you, right? Yeah, it wasn't that difficult, but yeah, it was somewhere because I lost people, and that is what actually matters.
So, when people hear about this community, they have a lot of assumptions to make. They have a lot of different ideas, ideologies of their own. And a lot of people do not accept it. Like, when we look at the world, it's not that accepting. So when you came out and everything was going pretty well, what was your mental condition like? Were you mentally stable? Was it difficult to cope up with things around you?
Frankly speaking, somewhere yes, somewhere not. Because things do affect like at a glance when someone says that you are wrong or you know someone gives you a weird look, it does affect you. Even if people say that, you know, it does not matter to me or you know whatever the person is saying, I am calm, it did affect. But I'll say that I had to be strong at that time because I knew that I am not wrong, I'm doing nothing that is wrong.
Correct.
And that is the reason I was like, oh, it's okay. If I'm doing nothing wrong, it should not affect me. So that was my thing. But then, yeah, mentally it was disturbing. Mentally, it gave me a lot of things. Because, you know, when you lose people and when you see that, you know, you're not accepted, especially by the people who used to be there in your life, the people who used to spend time with you, like share a tiffin with you, go to movies with you, and suddenly they are like, saying that, you know, like, I don't know, yeah, or something like that. It does affect. So it was a little disturbing. But then I was like, okay, I am happy with what I have. I'm happy that my mom is there with me. I'm happy that my closest friends have stayed by me, no matter what. And they didn't judge me. Like, for them, it was just me. And it was just like, you know, like, if tomorrow I go and say that, you know, instead of Cadbury, now I've started liking Five Star, and a friend would just be like, okay, it's damn tasty and it's cool. So it was just like that for me. It was that smooth when it came to my friends. So, you know, these people do matter. And, you know, these people are obviously who are going to stay with me for life.
Correct, correct.
So, yeah, that was difficult but easy somewhere. It's always good to see the brighter side of it, right?
So, you've been very positive throughout. I would just like to say that this is really inspiring to me as somebody who's, you know, listening to this. And I would just want to add, you know, what do you expect from people around the society when, you know, they don't accept people or their trans rights, which are not, you know, up to the mark, or their LGBTQIA plus rights, which are totally bullshit. So what do you want, and what do you want? What are the changes that you would want?
See, one thing that, you know, I feel the things that should change are, like, obviously rights should not be, like, you know, for different things or different sexualities. Rights should be same, because at the end we are all humans. At the end we have come in this world as we are. We all have, like, the same bodies, we have the same souls, just that everybody has choices in life. So tomorrow if a person has, like, if someone likes, you know, an apple, someone likes oranges, we cannot say that, you know, I don't like orange, so it should be banned, or it is wrong, or it is the worst fruit ever. No, it also has some qualities. It is also good in its own way. It also has some vitamins. So, you know, there are positives about everything. So one thing is, like, start accepting people as they are, you know, because we are all humans. And especially, like, in fact, when it comes to the community, even I say that, you know, if we, like, if we are accepted as humans, I don't think we would be called as in community anymore. I don't even want that fact that, you know, someone says that you belong to the LGBTQI community. Like, bro, I don't want to be. I want to be a part of this society. I want to be a part as a human. I want to be a friend. I want to be a proud parent. I want to be a proud lover. Like, what's the problem in that? Exactly. So I want, yeah, that changes should be there. And, like, someone, you know, like, once I was interviewing someone, like, there was this one guy within the community, and I interviewed him, and he was like on a live session, and he was like, you know, when people say that, you know, tumhare saath rehke hamare bacche bigad jayenge, you know, if you stay around with a gay person, you might start acting like one, so isliye this is wrong. And that guy correctly said, he's like, if you have stayed with us for so long, okay, if we have stayed with y'all for so long, so it's mutual, right? We have been staying together in a society. So did we change because you are straight? So would you change if we are gay? It does not matter. Like, it does not matter. And why would someone want to be in someone's life? And your rights should actually change. Rights should, like, there are so many things that, you know, we do not have rights for marriage, adoption, inheritance. There's so many things. And if, you know, like, we have just, like, it is very rude to say, but it's just like we are having the right to have sex. But where are the emotions? What would we do? Because 377 people think that, you know, 377 is decriminalized, now we are free to love and this and that. But no, we were just free to have sex. That is all that was given to us. Correct. And we aren't, like, people would just be there for sex. We also have emotions. We also have a heart. So obviously the connection starts from here. The connection starts from the heart. So let us also have the same, right? Like even we dream to have a house. Like today with my family, I'm so frank that, you know, I would just be like, yeah, mom, I don't want to marry a guy. I want to marry a girl. Like, I don't want to be there. She'd be like, you're a bi, right? So I'm like, yeah, I'm a bisexual, but then I still have my own thinking, right? Like, I imagine myself with a girl. Mm-hmm. And that is one part that, you know, I've seen my family grow. I've seen my family being positive. And somewhere the education plays a very important role. Like the society, if we start educating it, it will change with time. So yeah, some things do need to be changed. Also, like the one thing that I portrayed in my last poem was, you know, so many people have to go through forceful marriages because of these societal pressures. Forceful marriages, which leads to rape. It is very, very, very common thing if a person is forced into a marriage and the person is raped. You do not even have that law. Marital rape is still not a crime in India. So where are the laws protecting humans in any way? Not just for the community as well, but outside as well. If a person is asexual as well, or a bisexual or anything. So it does lead to a lot of problems. And yeah, some things should change with time. They will, they are changing. We can't say it is not, it is, but yeah, it takes time.
I love how very positive approach you have with life. Coming to my next point, there are, you very rightly mentioned about, you know, including education from the childhood, like including education in every level. So what are the specific changes that you would want the Indian education to adapt in order to, you know, have a grown and a fulfilling mentality?
See, the thing is, you know, you do not really need to, you know, give sex education or sexualities in a school. But what I believe is right from junior KG, or, you know, I always say this, right from nursery, we read so many poems, we read so many stories, we read to Cinderella. There can just be one side character who's gay, right? There can be one side character who's trans. We do not want the leads to be us. We do not want, you know, a lead to have that character. It would be a pleasure to have one, but if not, at least a side character who would say a story. Because, you know, at the age of, so when I was a kid, I did not realize. And when I started realizing that, you know, because I used to, you know, like be like, yeah, that girl is pretty. But I never knew that, you know, I like that girl, or, you know, I can have something with that girl. And when that everything started coming to me, I felt abnormal. I was like, is this normal? Or am I, you know, out and proud? But at that time, I was scared just because I didn't know. If I knew it. So if a person knows it since like their childhood that, you know, there are people who are like that. There is a guy can have feelings for a guy. So at that time, that person won't be scared. At that time, that person won't go through that mental pressure of, you know, accepting themselves. So that would begin from childhood. So one thing would be that can be done. Short films. There are so many times, you know, short films are shown in schools as well. In that also, there can be a change, a little change. Also, last time once, you know, someone told me that, you know, schools and colleges these days are having a lot of LGBTQIA friendly organizations, you know, who work for the LGBTQIA community. One thing that you would want to suggest to them. So at that time, I really got this idea and I was like, we celebrate Diwali, we celebrate Navratri, we celebrate Ganpati in colleges. We never celebrate a day called Pride. What if every school, college has a day called Pride? A day where they just, everybody just supports it, speaks about it openly, has a nice poem, speech, something to give. Everybody's colorfully dressed. The, you know, the teachers are wishing happy Pride Day to everyone. How normalized would a child feel, and how, you know, how it would be like, you know, positive for a person to grow. A person won't be scared. He would be free to go in a college and say that, yeah, I'm gay. It's okay. And today is my day. So that would be amazing, you know. So some changes can be done in that way as well.
So coming to the ending of this, what is the one thing that, you know, you would want to tell it to the audience who wants to be an ally, or who is not able to come out, or who's somebody who's struggling with his own identity? What is the one thing that you would want to tell to them?
One thing that I would want to say to an ally would be like, you know, y'all are doing a great job as of now, because allies play the most important role. Like, when I started with LGBT in Navi Mumbai, my entire goal was sensitizing the society through allies. Because when an ally supports, like a person saying that I don't belong to, but I know it is right, it creates an impact. So that is one thing. And, you know, even when people say that, you know, how do we support? How do we do this? What changes? One thing is, stop talking about it. Just make the person feel comfortable. Just be there around with that person. Go watch movies. Go spend time. Just treat them as they are. Just treat them like a friend, a sibling, a daughter, a son, a brother, or whatever relation you all have with that person. Just treat them the same. Don't show any change. Because, you know, if a person has something, and if you show him, you poke him, saying that, you know, you belong here, but still I support you, it's still a poke.
Yeah.
You're still poking him. So you don't need to do that. You just need to be friendly. You just need to be as, you know, you are with everyone because everybody is the same. So that would be for an ally. And obviously, allies these days, I respect a lot of allies. I've seen so many allies who have been there. Like for this instance, like last Pride I went, there was a lady who got two of her sons, like 4 or 5 years old sons for the bride.
Wow.
Just as an ally. So yeah, they are doing a very beautiful job. Also, who is struggling to come out, be strong. Because, you know, the it took me like, I don't know how many years, 17 years or something to just understand that I'm a bisexual. And the society or the parents, when you all come out to your parents, you cannot just accept, you cannot just think, you know, like, that they're going to accept you in a day, or they're going to accept you in like an hour or two or like 3 days, 4 days. Give them time. Because for you, it was difficult. Just imagine that, you know, a parent has a lot of things to think. You know, a parent is not even educated about it. So give them time, because with time, everything is possible. Show them that, you know, like when my mom told me that, you know, she was like, first be successful, then do whatever you want. And when, you know, she's seeing me now, that she's seeing me grow, because at that time, even her thinking was like that. But I was like, okay, I don't mind. But I had my own dance classes to run when I was in I was around like in my 11th grade. I started with my dance classes. When I grew up, I started with modeling, acting and everything. Like things were going in a flow. And even after that, she had that one thing. But you know, what I did was I took my parent along. For my first LGBT ramp, I took my parent and I made her sit in the audience and I let her see where I am. I let her see what is going on with me. I let her see how the people are. Show them, educate them, give them a book to read, give them anything, a knowledgeable thing that will help them sensitize. Also, don't fight with people. Also, don't go fighting and saying that, you know, accept. No, if they don't accept, let it be. Be happy where you are. Let them be happy where they are. With time, things are going to be there. Once you're successful, any which ways, I don't know. Because, and yeah, accepting yourself is the first key. Because, like, in fact, last time someone took a story on me and I literally just spoke about how acceptance changed me. Because for me, I was a very dull child. Like, I was happy, everything. Like, everybody said that you were happy because nobody could see it. But inside, only I knew how dull I was.
Yeah.
Because I was living two personalities, and that is very difficult. You know, like, you are something else inside, you are showing something. Yeah. Living two lives is not easy. So first of all, decide one life for you, make yourself stable to come out to that point and accept yourself, and then live one life. Because after that, you're happy, you're positive, you're confident, you can give in your 1000%. I'm not even saying 100%. 100% is nothing. Because 100% is still nothing. Because when you realize what you are, what your potentials are, and normally, even if you are an actor, and by the time you realize that, you know, you've got some acting skills, after that, you can obviously be there. So, you know, when I realize that, you know, this is who I am, I accept myself completely. People have seen me grow. People have seen my work flourishing. Like, my choreographies at that time used to be like this. But when I started, you know, being myself, I did not have anything to think about. I was happy. My entire concentration was on my work and I could give in my 100%. And today somewhere, I can't say that I'm 100% successful, but somewhere I am on the ladder of success. I am reaching heights. I'm not getting down. I'm just going one step ahead every day. So yeah, that is one thing. others than everybody in the society is like one thing that I always say, like come together as humans, not as divided communities. No, let's come together, form a unity. We do not need different communities, not religion based, not color based, not rich or poor based, and not even sexuality based. We do not need communities. We should all be like humans. One caste, one religion, human. That is what I always believe. So, yeah.
It's so inspiring, trust me. Because I specifically remember going to one of the protests, and I have never felt so accepted somewhere ever in my life as much as I was accepted over there. So yeah, you know, coming this from you, it means a lot. And finally, I would like to ask, you know, you've done a lot of things, like you've been successful everywhere. And I've seen whenever we see your Instagram, you are a great model. You know, you do modeling, you do writing, you have your own initiatives. So tell us something about that. Like, how did you grow out of everything? Like, how did it all start?
How did it all start? Okay, so for me, dance, my career in dance was the first thing that I took up. For me, it was a struggle. It wasn't a struggle, but it was a struggle because every class I went to was like, you cannot dance. You cannot dance. You are not a dancer. I was like, okay, I don't want to learn with you. Another class, you can't dance. I don't want to learn with you. But one day I realized that, you know, this is not working. So I left everything and I was like, okay, YouTube zindabad. YouTube is going to help me now. So I started with Mira and I started with a lot of, you know, YouTubers who put out a lot of dance videos. I put my heart and soul in it. And I started taking a summer camp for, you know, kids. I just started with three students back then with earning of like around 1300-1400 in for like a month, which was very bad because I spent more on my petrol, which I took from my parents. But you know, I'm glad that my parents supported me back then. They were like, it's okay, even if it's a start, we're going to support you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did that. I started with it and dance became a thing. Like, people started seeing me. A child actor came and approached me. They were like, you know, please teach our son. So it's like, cool, let's go with it. And after that, it started. Now I have like around a lot of students. I have taught right from a 4-year-old to a 50-year-old. Amazing. Like, proudly saying, I have been there. Like, the journey was somewhere always like this, like this, like this, like this. And that is where I say, you know, so many people say that, you know, my journey went like this and I was sad. I'm like, whenever my journey goes like this, I take it as no Chetna, pump up.
Yeah.
You have to. We were there and we can again reach not here, but here. So, you know, let's pump it up. So, yeah, that became. And about modeling, when I started, I am very proud to call myself a bisexual model, and I always say that. And the reason why I call myself that is, I know there is nothing called as a bisexual model or bisexual modeling to be precise. But I say that because I started from an LGBT ramp where I presented myself, I represented who I am, I represented my sexual orientation, my sexuality. I put through my views. The question that was asked to me was about the community. And when people saw me with that confidence, people liked me and I grew. After that, I have been there for everything. And like, being there for the community is something that I want to do. Like I always say, two things that I want to do in life is, one, create a change that will last forever. And the other thing I believe that I want to do is make someone happy and then die. So, you know, whenever my mom says that, you know, just be aware of it, I'm like, mom, I'll not die until I have these two things done in my life, because somewhere I want to reach. Other things, I've just kept it as hobbies. Like, one thing is, like, you know, when you put your heart into it, it is possible. Like, for me, writing is been like a part-time thing. Like, I go to a cafe, I would just write down a poem and something. So luckily, and also poetry began from the Love is Love event by House of Stories by Tay Patel.
Yeah.
So it was House of Stories who had a Love is Love event, a Pride Month event. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, let me do this. I have a poetry written for the Pride Month. So let me just try and send it to them. I sent it to them and they were like, wow, just, you know, you are performing with us. And the journey began. Today, I am writing poems. I'm performing poems. I've done 4-5 open mics. I have been there on a lot of shows, Taper Tale, House of Stories. Right now, I just did an open mic with One Nest. So yeah, it goes there. Like, that is the reason I'm proud, because, you know, I always say that acceptance is the key. That is where my acceptance shows, that, you know, I accepted myself, I put through my ideas, and I have it. Like, I started with poems, and now I don't only write about the community, but I am versatile. I don't just do bisexual modeling, but I have, like, done it for brands. I just don't dance for, you know, some normal shows, but I have done TV. So I know that, you know, where you start is where you accept yourself, and where you grow is where you reach that success. But to be there, you have to be yourself. And yeah, I've put through that. So yeah, it has to be there within you only.
That is so amazing. That is so great. Oh my God.
You're
welcome. I'll start crying now. No, but the true thing is that, you know, the way you've said everything in such great way, such positive way, it actually changes outlook of people. And trust me, I don't know, but I'm a big fan of your modeling. When I got to know that, you know, Hitanshi, you have to do this interview and you have to ask questions, I was like, wait, let me just check. And I was like, oh my God, I actually loved it. Like, you know, the way you carry yourself is like, that is the amount of confidence that I want in my life, so that I can do something. So thank you so much for inspiring so many people. And you know, just being yourself. Because you've done a lot of things.
It really means a lot. You know, like, when someone tells me this, that, you know, I like your work, that is what matters to me. Because for me, work has always been my priority. Work has always been my top thing. And for me, I remember, like, you know, being there where, you know, I used to say that, you know, I love you. I love your work. I love your work. And when someone says that to me, you know, like, I like your work, I know it's still not success for me, because I want to reach somewhere where, you know, I like, everybody who knows me is just going to be like, I like it, I like it, I like it. And everybody knows me. So yeah, but then when someone says that, it just touches my heart, because, you know, it's very precious that someone would like something in you. And for no reason, like, you don't know me, but you like me because of what I do.
Yeah.
Or you liked something that I did. So it actually means a lot. And also, like, the chance that y'all gave me to speak, and, you know, that if this is going to be heard by some people, and even if one person is going to get, you know, inspired by it, or even it is going to help, I know that it's going to help a lot of people if it reaches to the right people.
Yeah.
In the same way. So, but for me, it is always like, even one person matters. And even if this would help one person, I am up for it. Always, like, even for the community or even for anything, like, I am always going to be there. So it does matter a lot. And thank you so much for actually, you know, taking out your time as well to come and talk to me and, like, know about my journey. Actually meant a lot.
Thank you so much, Chetna. And, you know, I hope you keep inspiring the way you are inspiring, and you keep growing, trust me, because it's a beautiful to watch, you know, how people just grow and grow. Because, yeah, after all, acceptance starts from within. And I hope people who watch this and people who learn from it accept themselves, and then they try accepting everybody, because ultimately we all are humans, and someday we'll go, but we'll go with good memories. We'll make this place a happy place, beautiful place. So thank you so much for doing this, and I loved it. I loved it. Thank you
so much for having me here once again.